Julie Busso, hello.
Hello there. I saw you last night in your flashy suit and your white shoes and no socks, Jesse.
It's very exciting to have something to do at the Music Awards. I was presenting.
And you looked fantastic.
Charlotte Ryan was covering things for Music 101.
Yes, and other shows on Radio New Zealand. It was fun. I was backstage, though. So I had probably quite a different experience to you because you were sitting at a table.
And Julia was watching at home.
I was.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, we're not here to talk music just yet. We're going to talk food.
Food.
Why have you got Italian on your mind?
Well, next week is Italian cuisine week, global week.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And it's. I think it's the third year, but it's only the second, I think, that we've held it in New Zealand. And it's kind of, I guess a way of drawing attention to really good Italian products. You know, when we think of all the things that start with P, you know, pasta, prosciutto, parmigiano, you know, on and on. And really to make the most of those fantastic products, because sometimes we get a bit blasé about things, and it's kind of nice to just wave the flag a bit, and that's what they're doing for next week. So lots of events around the country.
Because Italian food is, the recipes are often quite simple, and so the key is just to make sure that what you're putting in is as good as it can possibly be, huh?
Yeah, well, in part that's it, and I guess that's at the heart of really good Italian cooking, is that there aren't many ingredients in a recipe, and you can generally taste or recognise everyone that is in there, and that makes the food, you know, we say simple, but it also gives it clarity, and so those flavours can be quite pronounced. And you know, if there's garlic in there, you might, that's got garlic, or anchovies, or you know, really strong olive oil, those kind of flavours. They can be a bit challenging for some people, but I think, you know, most New Zealanders now are pretty comfortable with most of those ingredients. I think we've gone past that thing of having pasta and feeling that we have to put everything except the kitchen sink on top, you know, to make it good.
A simple pasta is just delicious, isn't it?
Yeah, but for so long, you know, that's the more the merrier, and so the pasta content was about 30% and the sauce and the other bits, you know, the rest.
Yeah, throwing in smoked chicken. Chicken and cheese and tomatoes and spices.
Was that the 90s, though, when sort of pasta bakes came in?
But a good pasta bake, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, you know, when it's well done and the pasta's not overcooked. But I think there still is quite a bit of confusion with pasta, and that's something I thought I'd talk about today, because it's hard to explain, you know, why should you pay more than, you know, a couple of dollars for your spaghetti or whatever from the supermarket.
Yeah, no-frills brand spaghetti.
Yeah, when you've got all these kind of, you know, the imported brands and the Italian brands. And I thought the easiest way to explain it to you guys, because we're here, it's a touchy-feel kind of thing. Mm. So I'm going to pass this around. So this is our local pasta. So these are all supposedly fettuccine. They're all slightly different widths. Doesn't matter too much. But if you feel that one, and you'll notice that it's really quite smooth. Mm. And what happens when you have a really smooth pasta? The sauce falls off it.
Yeah.
So you end up with eating all your pasta, you've gobbled all of that up, and you've sort of got a bit of a soup at the bottom of your bowl. So once you start adding some texture, so the next one is...
So this is the cheaper one, sorry.
Very slippery, probably run through a Teflon-coated dye, so it gives it that kind of, you know, really slippery sensation. So then this is one of the biggest brands of Italian imported pasta. So you feel that's got a little bit of grip to it, a little bit sort of starting to feel a wee bit like suede.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we go to the really beautiful pasta that you're spending quite a bit of money on this one, and you feel the difference in that. Uh-huh. And it's rough.
Wow, it's almost sandpaper-ish.
It's like sandpaper. So the sauce is going to adhere to that, and that's really how it should be, because you're eating pasta and sauce. They're not two separate components. They're meant to go together. So the first thing is understanding why you pay a bit more for pasta.
Because you think, oh, it's just flour and water or whatever.
Yeah. But, you know, even if you take those two ingredients the water can affect it greatly because of the mineral content. Uh-huh. So that's a big thing. And, of course, the Durham wheat as well is really important. So I just think it's
great demonstration,
great
Julie.
Great demonstration. And this one's more pale as well.
Yes, yeah.
Which is a good lesson as well, I think.
Yeah,
they
look quite different. Mm. I'm not so concerned about, you know, whether one is the true width for a fettuccine noodle or not. That's not so important.
No, I've never heard anyone point out the textural difference, though.
Yeah, that's hugely great. Important. So the last one there, the two of them that have got texture are Italian pasta noodles, and you know, they go through a bronze dye as opposed to a Teflon dye, and that lets them have a little bit more texture. They're dried more slowly, so you get a better product. It will hold together when you cook it. You get more bulk from it. It won't split and break in the pot. So there's just like, that's why you pay a bit more for
a
great product.
Do you want to tell, you can mention the brands if you like. You want to tell us which brands you've
been? Well, we probably know the local one, Diamond. Then the middle one is Di Cecco.
Yeah.
And the last one is the $12 a packet one.
From
Faro, Sabato are the importers of it. Yeah.
Okay,
so yeah, quite a different. Most Italians eat the middle of the road, Di Cecco, something like that, or one of the big brands of Italian pasta. So yeah. So I guess also there's the other thing that you kind of think of. Well, you know, should I have spaghetti or should I have some noodles? Should I have some chunky pasta? And like, there are hundreds of different shapes of pasta and hundreds of sauces, and twinning them, you know, can be quite confusing. So if we think if a sauce is quite rich, probably you don't want so much sauce to the amount of pasta, so you wouldn't have a big chunky tube with it, because otherwise you get a lot of sauce will go inside that tube, and in your mouth you're going to end up with too much of a richness. So you have a noodle, because then the noodle will get just coated with the creamy sauce, and you can twirl it around your fork, trap up a few little lumps, you know, in the sauce, like little nuggets of bacon or, you know, whatever you happen to have, and then nuts or something. So that's a little trick. So you're matching kind of richness to the type of pasta you choose.
And someone suggested to me once, a chef, that that you should match the topography of the sauce with the pasta. So a thin sauce, you know, a thin pasta, a chunky sauce, a chunky pasta.
Yep. It's a lot to do with weight, because if you have a really weighty sauce and you put that on a delicate fresh pasta that you make yourself or you buy as a fresh pasta, the pasta is going to get kind of, you know, flattened by that. So weight is important. And another little thing, so we have what we call dried pasta, which is just, you know, flour, water. And then we have egg-enriched dried pasta, which is a creamier taste, and that's a really beautiful pasta. Then we have fresh pasta that we make ourselves or you get in restaurants. And then we have what we call fresh pasta sold in supermarkets in these big sheets.
Yeah.
And you better check the ingredients on the back of there, because there's way more than flour, you know, salt and egg and water and that, because otherwise when you make fresh pasta, it will ferment, it'll go sour within 24 hours. So if you're buying something out of a refrigerator cabinet, check the back.
Do you ever bother making your own pasta?
Oh, yeah, a lot. It's a very simple, very, very simple thing to do. And actually, yes, you know, you can buy 00 flour to make it, because it's a soft flour you use, not a hard durum wheat flour as you do have in the dried. But years ago, before we imported that into New Zealand, my Italian sister-in-law came over and, you know, she's from Reggio Emilia, so that's the home of freshly made pasta. So, of course, we were going to have pasta every night. Mm. But she was on the rolling machine. And so we just used high-grade flour. And it makes really good pasta.
Okay.
So if you can't get your Doppio Zero,
don't abandon the project just because you haven't got the 00.
Yeah. Get that pasta machine out and get rolling.
What about the fresh pasta, though, that you do get sort of beside the yogurts and the cheeses, you know, in the plastic container?
Well, just have a look at the ingredients on the back and see if there's acidity regulator, some other kind of preservatives. Pasta is such an amazing food. It's such a simple food, just flour and water, or flour and eggs, if you're making the fresh pasta. So, you know, we're getting away from that. We're buying a lot of processed things. The dried pasta is just such a simple thing, an amazing thing, keeps forever
and just
and ever.
As good.
Oh, I mean, they're different. Mm. They're different, but it's no way inferior to fresh, not at all.
you've got a recipe for us.
I do. And that's what kind of got me off on all this thing, because I was going to do burrata, the beautiful mozzarella pouch. And I was going to be bringing that in. But, you know, could I find any on Waiheke? No. So anyway, we'll keep
it's
that.
It's so intense anyway, burrata.
Yeah, we'll keep it for next time or another time. So this is a lovely dish with fettuccine noodles and zucchini. And I chose it because the zucchini at the moment are nice and small. It's the start of the season. And when they get big, they get watery. And then they ain't no good in the sauce.
Okay.
So we want nice, firm zucchini. And they're going to be fried until they're golden, you know,
deep
lovely.
Fried.
Well, sort of shallowy fried, yeah. In 5 millimetres, however much that is. You know, sort of semi deep fried.
Okay.
I don't want to say deep fried because it sounds so bad.
Yeah, they never do on menus, do they?
No.
It always just says fried.
Yeah, for a reason. So the first thing you do with your zucchini and take, say, 750 grams is going to be enough for 4 people. Cut them into kind of fat match stick kind of shapies, you know, batons or whatever. Put them in a colander, toss some salt through, leave them to drain for an hour. That draws out a lot of water, and that's really important because frying, of course, the enemy is water, so we want to get as much of that out as we can. Then pat them dry with paper towels, and then olive oil in a frying pan, nice big pan. And you have to cook them in 2 batches because if you try and do them in one lot, they'll, you know, be one on top of the other and they'll steam, they won't fry. So you want in total 1/2 cup of standard flour. So just, you know, you're working with 1/4 cup. Put that in, I find the easiest way, in a bag. Put half your zucchini, dried zucchini in there, toss. Easiest way to coat anything with flour in a paper bag, and then you can throw that out after. Have your oil heating in the frying pan, medium-high heat. When it's nice and hot, just about to haze. A haze is like a little shimmer that you get coming off it. Yes, you can fry in olive oil and hot temperature. I bet you'll get someone say, "Oh, yeah." Of course you can. Put in your zucchini and cook them on both sides until they're beautifully golden and crisp. They smell amazing. They look so good. You want to start eating them. Do the other batch. Add a little bit of sliced or chopped garlic towards the end. If you've got fresh marjoram, it's fabulous in there. If not, never mind, a bit of basil at the end will do. That's basically your sauce. Cook your pasta, drain it, al dente, we know that. You want plenty of water in there because that washes the excess starch off the pasta. You want the water nice and salty as the Mediterranean. You know, you taste the water, and yes, it tastes salty. That's what you want. And then all you do is drain that pasta and toss through a bit of butter. 50 grams.
Come on.
Yes, it's so important. Don't cut back. You need that 50 grams in there because you're going to coat all of that that pasta, 500 grams of dried pasta fettuccine, as I'm suggesting. And then you've got a bit of basil in there, some Parmesan cheese grated. Toss that through. So you've actually just got buttered pasta.
This is making me so hungry.
Beautiful, golden, crunchy zucchini on top.
This is not a post-music awards appropriate recipe.
Or it is. When I go home tonight, I'm thinking pasta.
It is easy because you're just cooking pasta. Could you use olive oil in place of butter? Of course you could, extra virgin olive oil. But the butter has a sweetness to it, which is superb. But anyway, you could swap that out. But that zucchini, plenty, big shower of Parmigiano-Reggiano on top. And yeah, good to go.
I'm so excited.
Same. It sounds delicious. I think my daughter will like that too, which is good.
Yeah, good way to eat vegetables. And then if you think of Parmesan cheese, I mean, what an amazing ingredient. That recipe has been unchanged since the 13th century, possibly the 8th. How do they know that? The old master paintings. There's the big pieces of grana cheese in there. So it's a pretty incredible ingredient. So very good for you as well. So a bit of Parmesan on top.
Just reminds me, quick travel story. You've presumably eaten in Rome.
Yeah.
There's a Jewish ghetto in Rome, and it's the food there is so beautiful. It's just this little part of the city where, you know, Jewish people used to have to live. And they've got some restaurants there. And one of the things they do best is fried food, including
artichokes.
Artichokes.
Yeah.
And mozzarella.
Yes. Ooh, yeah. In carrozza, maybe they called it, or
maybe, I don't
like,
know.
It sort of means like in a carriage, like it's in a coating.
Oh yeah, maybe,
Yeah, fried.
It's pretty special.
Yeah, and the artichokes are alla Giudea. They're really cacioppo. They're beautiful. So they fry them until they turn this gorgeous sort of golden brown, and they open up and they look like flowers, and they're so succulent and oily. And hey, there's all these events around New Zealand next week. Wellington, Auckland. There's opera. There's food. People. Chefs are being flown out from Italy to cook up a storm and all sorts of things. So really worthwhile checking if you just want to have a look for the Week of Italian Cuisine online, and you will see all these things pop up.
Always learn something from Julie Busso. Thanks, Julie. Lovely to have you in. And Julie's website is called sharedkitchen.com.
No, .co.nz.
Thanks.